The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Wednesday, the 10th day of January 2018. I've been saying this now for 10 days, it's 2018, and I can't get used to it. What is the year 2018 going to bring us? Well, I won't put the onus all on us, but how 2018 turns out, in large part, is going to be up to us. The criminal cabal in Washington, D.C., do you think they're going to change in the near future? I don't think so. I mean, these are the people that grant themselves permission to do unconstitutional things, and when they get caught doing things, they just change the rules. They change the policy. And I think you can see the policies within our agencies, and I don't give a damn if it's Department of Homeland Security, National Security Agency, the FBI, CIA, IRS, oh, hell, give it a name. That they're all there to serve and protect and make our lives better. And they're leading us to a road to ruin. Well, it's already been ruined. There's not enough money to fix all the potholes and the road to, I don't know, to what? Now, not all is grim. As long as we are upright, as long as we're still able to walk and talk, we got a fighting chance. I heard Rivero mention, and he is correct, that there are 30, I think there's 32 seats, 31 or 32 Republican seats are opening up in 2018. Now, let's see if we're good at playing politics. Let's see what they're going to invite to collect the votes. If it's anything like Roy Moore, I think you can see a problem there. And like I said about Roy Moore, however you judged what information came our way, you had a choice. You could either believe what was coming out of Roy Moore's own mouth and his record, or you could believe the salacious crap they were spreading about him. Now, having said that, my position on Roy Moore is, the masters of the universe just love to play around and manipulate and play games. This would have been a challenge, but it would have been really rewarding for the asshats in Washington, D.C. to bring Judge Roy Moore in and then modify his behavior by way of blackmail if he was really guilty of what he was being charged in the media with. There is no greater satisfaction of these clowns than to flip somebody and gain control. That's their game. That's what they do. So 2018 is going to be interesting. I hope that the political mechanisms out there, I hope people, if they're going to avail themselves of their efforts, that they do, in fact, just don't christen or give a dominie here to anybody that they want to bring up. You know, we have a lot of Republicans, like Jeff Flake, like Orrin Hatch. Some say he's not as bad as people paint him to be. Yes, he is. But he's retiring. There's a lot of them that are retiring. And I know the game, and so do you. But anything to slow the assets down, to put friction in their way on the road to wherever we're going here, folks, I don't like it. I keep looking for an exit ramp, aren't you? But any friction we can throw in their path is a few more days, a few more weeks, a few more months. To what end? Well, that's what it seems to be at question. A lot of people seem to think that this can be solved politically. And we see how dirty the politics really are. And to assign a name, dirty politics, it doesn't even come close to describing what it is. Well, one of the best Bob Livingston pieces I've seen, and this is why I posted it, because it hits on these points, and hits on them rightly. It says there's two potential violators of man's rights, the criminals and the government. This is actually a quote from Ayn Rand out of the 63 essay titled Man's Rights in the Virtue of Selfishness. A lot of people recoiled when Ayn Rand used the selfishness, but she did that in regards to the collective state, that you are just a small part of the collective wheel, and you're to be used for whatever purposes they seem, you know, they seemed that was necessary, and of course they would use your money to do it. Or better still, use the debt that they were ringing up through the funny money. And Ayn Rand, yes, I know her background. She was a Ruski, and yes, she was an atheist. I get all that. But she understood the value of money, real money, and everything that came along with that. Having said that, if we were to have a chance, and I want you to think about this very carefully. You know, we can go around on the tree of evil, and we can keep pruning the branches back. It's ugly, but we try to pretty it up here and there, and think that we trim a branch here or there that we've done something. Now, the only way that you kill the root of evil is by actually going to the core of it and getting rid of it. The rest of it dies. And you have always known, and I've always made clear what I consider that main taproot to be for that fruit of evil, that tree of evil, is the money masters. Livingston said there are those attracted to less government and there are those attracted to big government. Fortunately, the fathers of the United States Constitution believed in limited government and maximum individual liberty. Unfortunately, degeneration of human values is accelerating, and it's a huge attraction for psychopaths. Psychopaths are non-producers, so they live on the production and substance of producers of wealth. The psychopaths who inhabit the D.C. cesspool under the mantle of public servant covet power above all else, and to them the U.S. Constitution, which they swore an oath to defend and protect, by the way, is a meaningless and antiquated document. What does that mean? Well, it means that you are on one side and the government and its politicians and bureaucrats are on the other. They don't want you to know this or they would lose control. Many remain under the delusion that criminal class in Washington, D.C. hasn't crossed the line that Ayn Rand described to achieve its own nefarious ends. But that delusion should be dispelled once and for all if you read about the police power in his recent letter. He says that law enforcement is part of the system that helps thoroughly enforce the power mongers' manipulation of your mind. They convince you to obey against your best interests from cradle to grave. They convince you to eat foods and take vaccinations that will kill you and your children. They create wars of human sacrifice under benevolent terms like patriotism. They set up a secret Gestapo and they call it the National Security Agency. And then they pass unconstitutional laws like the U.S. Patriot Act and their subsequent extensions, by the by. and the National Defense Authorization Act, which grants the president the authority to indefinitely detain American citizens and suspends habeas corpus. These laws and their friendly-sounding names are just some of the artifices of deception present in almost everything you read and hear. The men in political power, under any party name, keep themselves and their buddies in power to keep mass corruption covered up. The same bureaucrats are always in charge so as to keep a tight lid on it in order to prevent exposure. Does it matter that Orrin Hatch retires? Not if outsourcer-in-chief Mitt Romney takes his place. Let's come up with a new name for him. Instead of the rhinos, let's call him Sinos. Because, you see, the Republican Party, they're just made up of a bunch of conservatives now, and they have deemed what conservative means. It doesn't mean obeying a constitution, ladies and gentlemen. It's pretty much adhering to their own definition, and they always make it clear only one way, I've heard. We're fiscally conservative. Yeah, how's that working out for you? Or better still, the actual payer of that debt, me and you. So we got a brand new one here, Sinos, conservatives in name only. And they're the same peas in the same pod, folks. There's no difference. Now, does it matter if Al Franken has left the Senate? No, since he was replaced with another globaloney progressive, Tina Smith, the campaign whistler to every gun-grabbing, anything-goes, moral relativist who has run for office from Democrat Party in Minnesota since Walter Mondale's son ran for governor in 1998. And if she flames out over the next 10 months, maybe their next senator will be the new mayor of St. Paul who thinks the national anthem is owed to slavery. Wow. Whoever the replacement senators and representatives will be in 2018, they will be looking for power and prestige. They become addicted to it. Otherwise, why wouldn't Senator John McCain retire from the Senate to fight his brain cancer? Instead, he stays on. There's nothing heroic about his addiction to the spotlight that senators are in. McCain is just another of the power seekers to whom most attractive government is some form of collectivism. It may be given any name, maverick politics and a la McCain, or compassionate conservatism of George Bush, progressive politics, the European model, but it is all, ladies and gentlemen, collectivism. And that attracts hardwired psychopaths who use the system for cronyism and their aggrandizement. They care not one whit, and I would replace the W with an S on this one, about constitutional government and the rule of law. They only care about the political smokescreen to hide their chicanery. Collectivism, by the way, is ideal for government expansion at the expense of the people. Who expanded government more than a supposed conservative George Bush? Take a look at it. I still see people who run around going, I voted for George Bush, and I voted for his son, and you didn't even know who the hell you were voting for, or what their real record was. You listen to their PR people, you listen to the spinmeisters, you watch their lips and hear the sound of their voice of the scripts that are written by the script writers to do one thing, and that's to make them look above reproach and oh so presidential. And now we have a bloated Department of Homeland Security to enforce everything, from immigration to airline security, both of which have succeeded at their goal. Not to enforce immigration law or ensure airline security, but to control what Americans do, where they go, and how they get there. Now, I do not agree with Ayn Rand in that the only moral goal of man is happiness, but I do agree that each man should be a producer who lives by his own effort and does not give or receive the undeserved. This is the opposite of an elected criminal class in Washington, D.C. The elites in a district of criminals and the money power behind them are so far removed from the people over whom they lord and of whom they employ that they may as well be on the distant planet in another solar system. all the thoughts they think and all the things that they do are designed to draw more power and more wealth into their control. Americans have been pushed and pushed until they're near the brink. Much of the blame for their anger falls on a government that's out of touch with the middle America and tone deaf to its pleas. Trump listened and promised to help, and he's now president. Hillary promised to take things away from the people for their own good, and she lost the election. As the smarmy journalist class loves to say, this is not rocket science. Most Americans see Congress's past and present inserting fingers into every aspect of daily life. Whether it's surveillance cameras on residential streets, or how long you can live on a boat, whether you can have a couch on the porch, or sit on the sidewalk in public, or how much art you have to put in your new building. All laws in various states, by the way. To bureaucrats arbitrarily deciding which services you need to be certified to provide, or how one can use his own property, or the government deciding what type of health insurance you must buy. Americans who have been awakened to all this, like yourselves out there, are tired of the policing in their living rooms, tired of the rules, tired of the theft. They also realize that money is the key to elections, and perhaps this is why the Federal Elections Commission's filing reviewed by the Wall Street Journal found that the Democrat National Committee itself had only $6.3 million in the bank on December 1. And the Republican National Committee had $40 million. To date, there have been very few lawmakers on either side who I would recommend voting for, but voters seem to be betting, regardless of the Roy Moore loss in Alabama, that there is a better chance for more freedom through electing conservative candidates than liberal ones. And this, an election year during which their bets pay off, and that's a big fat question mark there. It will slow it down. It will not make the fundamental change. It's trimming the branches to make the ugly tree look better. And for some people out there, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, they're satisfied with that. You know, just leave me alone. Just tax me a little bit less. Just be a little less intrusive. Be a little less demanding. Just be a little less and leave me alone and I'll be okay. Versus, you know, I'm a big person. I can make my own value judgments. I can run my own life. I can spend my own money where I want to and how I want to. And I can make all these adult decisions without Big Brother. What just ran through my mind when I had Clint Richardson on is Big Brother and a holding company. Because that's what the government is one gigantic holding corporation. And we can decide not to play their game and get involved in government things. There are people that won't even touch their Social Security. There are people that will not take their welfare benefits. There are people that are satisfied with what they have right now, and they're saying, you know what? I feel good about myself. I sleep well at night. And by God, Jesus, I am going to help return this republic around by actions big and small. That's what it's going to take to restore this republic, folks. It's a constitutional republic. And guess what? Here's the beauty of the whole scenario. We have the rule book. We know how to read. It is they that have broken their oath to the American people and set up machinization after machinization to sidestep the very intent of that constitution. Is it perfect? No. Am I perfect? No. Are you perfect? No. But we can either do one of two things. Accept the low bar that has been set by Washington, D.C. and our state corporations and all the bureaucrats and the lackeys therein. Or we can raise that bar and try to attain it, ever reaching for it, maybe never grabbing a firm hold of it for very long. But that's what keeps the republic going. A republic, madam, if you can keep it. The infamous words of Benjamin Franklin. And how right was he? Man.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
When it gets cold outside and you got nobody to love, you'll understand what I mean when I say there's no way we're gonna give up. Like a little girl cries in the face of a monster that lives in her dreams. And is there anyone out there? 'Cause it's getting harder and harder to be.
You know, just during the break, folks, we were talking about Dr. Wynn Parker missing in action. The only direct message that we got from his people is that run a rerun this week, and that was it. And that was how many weeks ago, Mike? Before Christmas. Okay. I don't know what to do about this situation. His assistant will not answer any direct questions. I don't know if she's being directed to be this obtuse or what. I can only go on with what I know, and I don't know squat. So Mr. Parker may or may not be back on this network. Hell, folks, to be honest with you, I don't even know if the man's still alive. But I would think, I would hope, that people would have enough respect for this network to keep them abreast of changes and to, I mean, just out of common courtesy, if for nothing else. So we're still in a search for the missing Dr. Wynn Parker. And again, folks, worst case scenario, the man has passed. Best case scenario, he is sick and he doesn't want to let people know it. So let's run a few reruns until I get better. It would have been nice to know that. I am just relating my frustrations with this situation because the only other option I have is to replace the program. And there's a lot of people out there that enjoy Mr. Parker. I just wish that Mr. Parker would make his wishes known, and hopefully not from the other side of the grave. So, and we've been talking a lot about this here at the network. It's troubling. I know Win Parker, he's a good man. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, there are quotes and then there are quotes. And Louis D. Brandeis said, if the government becomes a lawbreaker, and this is better said than I ever could, and I alluded to it many, 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 many times. Are the people taking the example from the government? Do they feel it's okay? The new maximum in law now is, well, if you do get caught, have enough money for a damn good attorney with good connections for payoffs. Did I say payoffs? Or appointments or some kind of accoutrement. That's what freedom is to a lot of people, that they can break the rules and then just pay their way out of it. Kind of sounds like Washington, D.C., doesn't it? But the example that's being set, here's the new maxim. It ain't illegal if you don't get caught. That's the new moral compass that they speak so much about. The values of our party or our values of this political candidate. You know, it would make me just turn green and want to barf when I would hear Hillary Rodham Clinton talk about values. The woman has none. She is a psychopath. She is, and her husband, this arrogant coke sniffer, I'd venture to say he snorted up a lot of cocaine that Seal brought into Meade, Arkansas. As a matter of fact, he made phone calls to back the feds off of Mr. Barry Seal. This stuff is provable. The witnesses are still alive, some of them. But old Bill, every once in a while, he'll just pop out of the woodwork and make some statement or hoping the media will quote him. And evidently, he's not had the fear of God or the fear of going to prison for the rest of his unnatural life. You notice the Bushes have. You notice that most of the people that were under both Bushes' regimes, they're persona non gratis. Every once in a while, they'll stick their head up. They'll stick their wetted political finger in the wind to feel which way it's blowing. They quickly pull it down and dive back under the rock from what they just came from. But at any rate, I digress. Mr. Brandeis says, if the government becomes a lawbreaker, it breeds contempt for law. It invites every man to become a law unto himself. It invites anarchy. To declare that in the administration of the criminal law, the end justifies the means. To declare that the government may commit crimes in order to secure the conviction of a private criminal would bring terrible retribution. Man, that is a mouthful. We'll take your calls today as well, 800-313-9443. And there's disturbing things going on. You talk about corporatism. You think it's just in the United States? No, it's not. It is not. We'll get into that and much more. And take your calls again, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I like the passage in that song that they all look like game show hosts to me. Well, how is Mexico dealing with all the corruption down there? Well, Mexico's corrupt and failing government covers up official mass murders by attacking journalists and dissidents with cyber weapons, is locked in stalemate with the country's horrific mass murdering gangs, and the Mexican people are caught in the crossfire. The weak Mexican state has made it possible for cities across the country to effectively secede, abandoning the political parties, the state-funded police, and even the rule of law in a bid to find stability. Now, that unto itself might sound promising, but it bears further examination. The New York Times profiles three of these semi-autonomous cities. I know Oble the damn language, so forgive me, folks, if I butcher it. The Tancitaro, It exports $1 million a day in avocados, where the rich agribarons replace the police with private militias who exile and kill locals they believe to be involved in the drug trade. Wow. Monterey, where the local one percenters simply took over the government, writing the laws, replacing elected officials with CEOs, and degraded its crony capitalism mini-state where violence is surging. The Soledad, that's the outlying Mexico City area where party politics have been abolished, and a utopian police chief tries to stem corruption by fostering a sense of civic duty in the police. Does this sound odd? Well, it is odd. Mr. Amador was free to experiment, and his success is stuck. Because Inez's government is not formal either, it has seceded from a part of the state that Joy Langstrom, a political scientist, called Mexico's key point of failure, its party system. Neza inverted Monterey's model. Rather than establishing an independent police force and co-opting the political system, Neza established an independent political system, co-opted the police state. Mexico's establishment parties are more than parties. They are the state. Loyalists are not civil servants. They run the institutions. Officials have little freedom to stretch and little incentive to investigate corruption that might implicate fellow party members. Any of this sound familiar to you? Most are shuffled between offices every few years, cutting any successes short. Neza, run by a third party, the left-wing PRD, exists outside of the system. Its leaders are free to gut local institutions and cut out state authorities. Mr. Amador is doing both. He fired one in eight police officers and changed every commanding officer. He shuffled assignments to disrupt patronage networks. Those who remain are under constant scrutiny. Every car is equipped with a GPS unit tracked by dozens of internal affairs officers. Well, that might sound hunky-dory, but the core Mexican government still remains. The corrupt, rotting core. Remember when I said, does any of this sound familiar? Well, it better, because that's where we're at right now. Didn't California just give the finger to the entire United States and said, hey, we're going to be exercising our autonomy. We're going to turn this into a refugee state. In plain language, they're just saying that, hey, Mr. Brown declared that I'm giving you the finger, and we're just going to do whatever we want to do. Now, I think that's stretching states' rights a bit far, I would say. There are a few gems out there in the news. By the way, I forgot to do this the other day. People, you know, we've heard the listeners from time to time, vote with your pocketbook. You know, don't support those that don't support us, that have the wrong agenda and whatever else. Well, I think instinctively, people living in their respective states, they already know that. Apparently, surging violent crime, massive tax hikes, and insolvent public pensions are bad for attracting new residents. Who knew? On the other hand, 364 days of sunshine per year, minimal crime, brand new infrastructure, and some of the lowest tax rates in the country seems to be, to our complete shock, somewhat appealing to folks looking to relocate. But that is just a couple of many interesting takeaways to be gleaned from the latest annual U.S. migration report. Yes, folks, there is such an animal. From North American Moving Services, which found that Illinois was the most ditched state in 2017. A quick review of the data, combined with more comprehensive domestic migration maps, reveal a few interesting themes. One, People continue to flee the indebted, pension Ponzi-schemed, burdened liberal states of America in record numbers, with Illinois, Connecticut, New Jersey, and California all ranking at the very top of the most ditched states in 2017. Two, the natural migratory pattern of New England and California liberals seems to be toward cheaper and lower tax states in the southeast and the western portions of the country. Go figure. See, this is what happened in California. A lot of people kept peeing in their swimming pool until they couldn't swim in it. So they figured, well, we can always pull up stakes and move to Oregon and Washington. And look what has happened to those two states. On a sleigh ride to hell, just like California. Who knew? Of course, this data from North America shouldn't come as much as a surprise, as we recently noted that Illinois lost a staggering 125,000 residents in aggregate, or roughly one man, woman, and child for every 4.3 minutes for the entire year of 2017. That's right. Somebody got their stuff and got the hell out of Dodge every 4.3 minutes. In fact, recent Census Bureau numbers also confirmed that the mass exodus from Illinois was the largest of any state in the country, with lower tax, lower cost of living states like Texas and Florida posting the biggest. Now, on that note, you know, I'm fond of telling people when they're acting like they're from a big city, like L.A., Houston, and Dallas are no longer in Texas, folks. They've become their own ass-backward entities. That's not the real Texas. The real Texas still remains. The metropolitan areas have been taken over by the assets that think that they know better. And look at the shape that they're in. But down here, I am very fond when people start acting out and start getting up in your face. And, you know, I don't go around looking for trouble. But if trouble comes across me, I will simply look at them square in their eye and go, you do know where you're at. You do know you're in Texas. And I swear to God, folks, that's like evoking a voodoo curse on these people. They straighten up, they get a weird look in their eyes, they turn around, and they run like hell. Because we here in Texas, we know what we have. And we're not afraid and unabashedly to tell people that, hey, you know, you're here. Respect who and what we are. In other words, don't mess with Texas. Now, meanwhile, adding insult to injury, the domestic migration out of Illinois was enough to push the state down one notch on the overall state population ranking tables to just below Pennsylvania. Northeastern states, Connecticut has consistently been in the top 10 of outbound moves since 2013. It was number one in 2013 and number two in 2017. Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey have also made the list consistently since 2013. Maine and Rhode Island have both gone back and forth and having more inbound and outbound moves over the years. Southern states, South Carolina was the number one spot in 2013 and 2014, then started to slip down. They were still in the top four, but lost their top ranking as the state with the most inbound moves. North Carolina beat South Carolina for the first time in 2016 and kept their rank in 2017. Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, and Texas remained constant in the top 10 from 2013 to 2017. Overall, the southern states have had more inbound moves than some of the other regions. Midwestern states, Illinois has consistently been in the top three positions of the outbound moves since 2013, getting what? The number one position three times. Michigan has been at the top of the 10 list of states with the most outbound moves since 2013. Iowa consistently had more outbound moves than inbound until 2017, when it had more people move to the state than out of it. Kansas has consistently had a slightly more outbound move as well as North Dakota and Hawaii. South Dakota has gone back and forth. Let me read this and put it in a tangible, intelligible. North Dakota and Ohio, they had slightly more outbound moves. Okay. Thank you. South Dakota's gone back and forth and having more outbound and inbound moves. Wisconsin was consistently having more outbound moves until 2016. My take on that, they were just too damn poor to pick up stakes and move. Western states in 2013 and 2014, Idaho wasn't in the top inbound states. It remained number one in 2016 and slipped to number two in 2017. Now, Oregon, Arizona, Colorado have consistently been in the top 10, with Arizona number two for 3 years and topping at number one in 2017. Now, of course, the overall trend of folks moving out of the blue states into the red states could spell disaster for conservative politicians running in national elections. Well, of course. That is, unless the folks ditching their overtaxed, insolvent, liberal bastions of the West Coast and New England actually understand that the conservative policies in their new home state are precisely what attracted them there in the first place. Somehow, we doubt that will happen. Piddling in my pool. Well, please don't. I don't swim in your toilet. Please don't pee in my pool. I'm sure you've heard that before. Stanley in Florida. Stanley, what say you?
Yeah, well, I was just wondering if you plan on talking us, the entire planet here, into the future and, never really discussing the true problems that we all face, which we all know what they are.
And what are they?
And which you know that they are.
And what are they?
And which you...
Stanley?
Which you...
Stanley? You're making a lot of assumptions here, and you're not assigning anything to my bad behavior. What are you talking about?
No, I wouldn't call it bad behavior because you've been doing it for about 25 years or so.
Well, at least you listen that closely.
The bad behavior, I think, is called the Jews. And I know, here you go. Now go ahead and run off on your little rant that I'm being anti-Semitic, because you don't even know what Semitic means. Honestly, let's discuss that. You don't even know what Semitic means. You don't even know what Jew means. You don't know that Jesus wasn't a Jew. But you just go on every day over and over again. You got Mike Rivero on his little station, on his little pedestal, as your hero, your prime hero on RBN, drawing all your customers in for whatever little programs you have, selling mitochondrial oil-based bullcrap, okay?
You really are an unhappy man, aren't you, Stanley?
Yeah, I'm unhappy because you're total
BS. And I am the object of your unhappiness. Well, then, Stanley, I would suggest something that you make yourself happy. Don't listen to us anymore. My God in heaven, this must be torture.
Have Francis from North Carolina come in and wipe your behind and listen to... Go to the dentist and tell them you have no cavities. And let's just pretend everything's a grand, fantastic world, and you don't have to listen to anything. You don't have to listen to any criticism whatsoever. You can go on every day and just run your pie hole.
Stanley, if you think things are so screwed up and you know all the answers, what have you done? What exactly have you done to rectify the situation?
As well as I do, that if I start a radio station, look, I used to call in and call them Jews and used to say, you and the Jeff Rents used to say, call them Zionists.
That's right.
Well, you know what? Zionists are not, if you read the Bible and you understand what the word Zion comes from, it has nothing to do with Jews. So you people are the ones that are disrupting the absolute truth of this world.
Would you? What would you?
And then you claim that somebody calls in that we're wrong because we claim that you're wrong, and that's it. That's the final answer. You just continue on day by day, and nothing changes. You produce your Trump guy, who's a total Jew. I mean, he's been a Jew from the day one. His brother was at a fraternity. You got guys like, what's this guy on after you that pushes Trump every day? He's a total moron. He's an idiot.
Then why do you listen? Stanley, I'm a little bit confused. You seem to know everything, and you keep listening to this network that obviously is not your cup of tea. So again, sir, I would ask you, what the hell are you doing here?
Well, that's the truth, you know. I don't want to watch Hannity either. I don't want to watch Tucker Carlson.
Oh, so there is some merit to us then.
None of those people.
Then there is some merit to it because you've been drawn like a moth to a flame.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Oh, Stanley. During the break, I got on the phone and I said, well, look, you went on Rivero's show and attacked him today, and now you made the rounds to me. Anything else? And that's when he started name-calling. So I And I never do this. I never read anybody the Riot Act. But I told him, I said, you know where I'm at. Come and see me sometime. They never do because they are exactly how they sound. They're cowardly. They're like keyboard warriors. You know, the moles and the trolls. When I'd ask him a direct question, he wouldn't respond. Just more accusations, more name-calling, if you will. Anybody else out there? 800-313-9443. Wow. Yeah, well, let me see. Since he brought up the Jews. Now, was that, what kind of Jews were we talking about, Mike? Were we talking about grape Jews or orange Jews or what kind of Jews? Well, there just happens to be a story that I posted on this network. Well, it does involve the Jews, but it involves the Jews that figured they got a problem. Yeah. And when they speak, nobody listens. Because what? They're Jews? Mikey, I'm looking for that story that we had. Did you already replace it where we had the Nutricardi people up there? I just saw it today. You're going to make me go back into the news archives? Find the one that was posted yesterday and repost it on my caller page, if you would, sir. Thank you. All right. And the issue of immigration. What's Trump going to do with DACA? Don't know yet. He had his little powwow. That wasn't covered in its entirety, by the way, with any other network aside from One American News Network. And he had the whole clan there. He had the Dianne Feinsteins in there. And all the top quality Democrats in there as well. Well, all of while this is going on, what does Trump do? Well, he tells 200,000 Salvadoran immigrants, you got to go. They have to go back. One-fifth of El Salvador population now lives in the U.S. Trump tells 200,000 of them to go back home. There currently are at least 1.1 million Salvadoran immigrants in the United States. The numbers represent about one-fifth or 19.1% of the total population of El Salvador. And that was 5.7 million in 2007, according to the Salvadorian Department of Statistics and Census. More on this when we get back, and we'll take your calls as well, 800-313-9443. We'll be back. Top of the hour break, folks. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. And yes, I have been behind a microphone for 25 years. Am I the advocate of anybody because they claim to be something that they are not? No, I am not. And if you bothered to listen to this program for any length of time, you would know that. Was it Livingston that said, I presume, that Mr. Stanley, or was it Stanley that said, I presume that's Mr. Livingston? Stanley, you have a nice day. Hour two coming up.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.